Master Windu, I must talk to you.
Skywalker, we just received word that Obi-Wan has destroyed General Grievous. We're on our way to make sure the Chancellor returns emergency power back to the Senate.
He won't give up his power. I've just learned a terrible truth. I think Chancellor Palpatine is a Sith Lord.
A Sith Lord?
Yes, the one we've been looking for.
A Sith Lord?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Are you sure?
Yes.
A Sith Lord?
Yes, the one we've been looking for.
How do you know this?
Master, the Chancellor is very powerful. You'll need my help if you're going to arrest him.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
A Sith Lord?
Yes. I think Chancellor Palpatine is a Sith Lord.
A Sith Lord?
Yes, the one we've been looking for.
How do you know this?
You'll need my help if you're going to arrest him.
I sense a great deal of confusion in you, young Skywalker. There is much fear that clouds your judgment. No. If what you've told me is true, you will have gained my trust. But for now,
are you sure?
I must go, Master.
No. No!
Something very important, all right?
Okay.
I want you to run home, and I want you to call the ER of North Bank General Hospital, 932-1000. Tell them to set up OR6 immediately and contact anesthesiologist Isadora Turek, 472-2112, beep 12. Have them send an ambulance with a paramedic crew, light IV, D5 and W, KVO. You got it?
ER, North Bank General Hospital, 932-1000, OR6 contact, anesthesiologist Isadora Turek, 472-2112-12, ambulance with paramedics and lady, D5 and WKVO.
That's good.
Sounds like a subdural hematoma to me.
Oh, it does it? Well, it's not your job to diagnose.
But I thought...
You thought, just go! 3 years of nursery school, you think you know it all, but you're still wet behind the ears. It's not a subdural hematoma, it's epidural. Ha! God damn, that makes me mad.
Figure out. Too much drug sleepy? Too much work sleepy? Or I'm so fucking bored sleepy?
Maybe you got that weird fucking sleeping disease. Narco sleepy, something sleepy. Wish I could sleep like that.
I've got him some.
It's not true.
So,
This snail is standing in front of the Cadillac salesman, see? And he looks up at the salesman, and he says, how much is that Cadillac? I want a big S put on each door, a big S. And on top of the car, I want another big S, so everybody can see it. So the salesman says, but what do you want that for? He says, well, you see, when I drive down the avenue, I want everybody to say, look at that S car go.
Look at the S car go.
You better dial 911.
You don't want to call 911?
You remember me, Jimbo?
I think you better dial 911. Hey, everybody! Woo-hoo-hoo! I don't know if anyone's here, but it's Friday, and that means it's time for Nowhere in Mulberry. Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. There's a huge storm outside, and the power's already gone off twice, and it's a big pain in the ass. But we're going to try to do the show for you, the people.
Fight
Thank you very
it.
Much. Fighting through it with me is Steven, the pop culture zealot.
Yes.
How you doing, Steven?
Good. How are you?
Don't you think it's funny when you think you're late and you walk in and the show hasn't started? It's like, oh, well, you know, stuff's
it's like
on.
The plane got to El Paso early, got on, left, landed here early, couldn't deplane because of lightning strikes.
Great.
So we had to set the 30 minutes we were early.
Does that mean lightning can strike the little thing that you walk through?
Yeah,
little,
I guess so.
The terminal isn't grounded?
Well, they're worried about the workers outside, the baggage handlers. And,
let them fry.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We also have here Mulberry Bill, the Mulberry historian. How you doing, Bill?
I'm fine.
So basically, Bill, whenever you saw me go offline, that's because my power was out.
Yeah, I figured as much. I didn't see the first time because I was in the little boy's room. But then I'm in there and I heard my my phone do that little ting-ting that it does for the message.
It's me text messaging, yeah. Dear Bill, I have no power. Talk to you in a bit. We'll do the show if I have
power. We had that last week, so.
Yeah, what I need is a generator, gas power, just in the living room.
In the living room, that'll smell wonderful.
And then we like, Steven, is this supposed to be outside?
We got to have one in case of a zombie attack anyways.
That's true.
We should.
I was going to say we need solar power, but it probably wouldn't matter because it's nighttime, right?
Well, you have batteries to store the power.
It stores the power it.
Oh, yeah.
Makes.
Can lightning make that go out?
No.
Sure. If lightning strikes a solar power panel, it could break it, but, I mean.
Unless it shorts out your wiring or something. I
mean,
other than that, no, it couldn't.
You know what?
Because the battery stores the power.
At night, the things that go, and it close, where nothing, they're protected at night. You know what I mean? What the hell am I talking about? But,
Force fields?
We're daydreaming.
Technically, now we've been doing the show for 4 years. Isn't that awesome, guys?
Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
It doesn't matter how long we've been doing it, 4 years. I still don't finish everything until the very last moment. And, Bill, you've been helping so much. I think we'd be screwed if you weren't doing these clips and stuff.
Well, thank you. But you overestimate my abilities.
I mean, I don't know what the deal is because usually during the week I'm thinking of ideas for the intro and I'll have rough ideas, but sometimes I just bite off more than I can chew and it's not turning out right and I get frustrated and I realize I've spent like 6 hours on nothing. Like there's nothing done. I haven't done anything. What the hell?
I've done that too. It happens.
That Mace
you
window
need inspiration.
Thing, that Mace window thing at the beginning was like so intricate and everything that I had planned. And finally, what you have there on the intro is what I gave up.
Where did that? Where did you get the inspiration for that? Were we talking about that earlier this week?
That scene in the movie. A Mace Windu reacts like he's never even heard of a Sith Lord before.
Oh, yeah, no, I remember.
He's like, Master Windu, I think Palpatine's a Sith Lord. And he's just like,
A Sith Lord?
Yeah, you know, the bad guys. The guys who are like the opposite of Jedi. They use the dark side of the Force. And he's just
surely
like,
you jest.
A Sith Lord?
He's like, I have never heard of that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, we were looking for one.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Yeah, but it
it's
just,
like, did you see the first movies?
I don't understand why he acts like a Sith Lord, huh?
Mace Windu is the biggest dumb shit Jedi on the face of the planet. He's just like, okay. I'm going to take three of the most incompetent Jedis with me to take down a Sith Lord.
Have you seen any Jedi?
Slash, slash.
Have you seen anybody get killed faster than those three Jedi? I think Kit Fisto does one little parry before he gets killed. He dodges one strike, but the rest of them, the one guy, if you look at that scene when Palpatine's like, are you threatening me, Jedi? And he comes flying towards him. The first Jedi that dies, he's looking in a different direction. He's not even paying attention to what's going on. He's just like, dude, oh, that's a cool-looking ship outside the window. And he's just like, ah! He's not even paying attention. What the hell?
Is that a red lightsaber? It's fabulous.
Oh, dude, that is cool-looking. Oh, wait, don't
they? It so matches the veins in your eyes.
A Sith Lord?
Yes, a Sith Lord.
Please hit me with it.
You know, here's what I need to do. Seriously, it's time to just do music, and you're listening to Nowhere Mulberry. That's it. I think I would just relax more. And, you know, every once in a while I could do, like, a special intro if I had any ideas. But anyway,
I don't know how you keep doing them, because I'm running out of ideas on commercials, and I've been doing it shorter than you've been doing intros. So,
and I think since I've been doing these kind of... At first, I started out with the montage-type intros with the after-the-shows. That's where I was experimenting. And then around 65, I started doing the montage intros. And so 65 through 176, however many intros, montages that is, I don't know, but...
That would be 111.
You know, like that escargot thing, I have no idea. I was like, have I done this before? I don't know. Did I have that idea, but I didn't? I can't remember anymore. There's been too many. I don't know anymore.
I've given up on trying not to repeat commercials in the breaks, because there's just not that much, you know, commercials on YouTube that span 15 years.
You know what's funny is at one time when I had only done like five, I was like, I'm going to keep a list of all the clips I use and so people could see what movie it's from. I think it's too late to start now. I'm going to go back and listen. Wow.
About to say, Bill, remember that DVD that came out with all those commercials on it we were suggesting we buy?
Yeah, I do need to buy that just so I can...
I think it's cool if you repeat some, though, just for nostalgia's sake. You know what I'm saying? Now, Bill, we recorded the Wasteland show. And right now it's in post-production. I'm trying to edit it.
It's in serious post-production.
Yesterday I was working on it till finally I had, I don't know what you call it, like a nervous breakdown. I was like, I don't want to sit front and look at this shit anymore. I was like, just like turn the computer off and get the hell. I just couldn't take it anymore.
Turned into Yosemite Sam. Wrecking.
I really did. And can you imagine, like, it didn't happen yesterday. In fact, this has never happened before. That I can think of, and I'm sure it will now that I'm mentioning it, but the power to go out while I'm editing. Can you imagine? Oh, I'm almost done with the bookshop. I'd just be like, you'd just hear a gunshot. And that
well, that happened during the book show when we were originally doing it.
Yeah, that's true. Last Saturday, we were recording it. Bill's power went out. So I'm sitting here talking, and I'm like, it's like, why isn't Bill like, come on, give and take, Bill. Why aren't you saying anything? But it really sucked because we had a good rhythm going, didn't we, Bill?
We really did. I think our show would have been much better than what it ended up being.
And then when we picked up, like, on Wednesday, I think, or is it Thursday? No, it was Wednesday.
Yeah,
we recorded the rest of the show. So I'm editing it to where no one can tell, Bill.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Maybe you can throw some, like, Braveheart battles in there for the hell of it to kind of pick it up and even out the pacing.
You know what I'm going to add? It's a Mace Windu.
A Sith Lord?
Yes, a Sith Lord. And I love he's
in
like...
In the Dark Tower? Yes, a Sith
Lord. Are you sure?
Yes.
It's like if you came to Mace Windu and said, dude, Palpatine's a Sith Lord. A Sith Lord? Are you sure? And it's like...
Yeah, it's like, why wouldn't he just say... I knew it, or, oh, shit. You know, I mean, it's a Sith Lord. You don't sit there and go, let's debate this in committee.
I honestly would have done this if I were Anakin. where's Yoda at? Because I want to talk to him.
Yeah.
You're a dipshit. No, I'm in charge.
You're with your purple lightsaber.
No.
Yeah, what is that? He's got a purple lightsaber. All right, guys, we got some voicemail. The first one is Adam. Let's check it out.
Hi, Mulberry guys. This is Adam from California. Hey, I'm having some serious issues downloading the book Slinger, the Gunslinger, the NIM Book Club. Cannot get the first one. Jason, we emailed back and forth. I wasn't mad at you. I was just in a bad way, and I took it out on you, and I'm sorry,
it's okay, man.
We can still be best friends.
Sure.
But just want to let you guys know, I just picked up Vampire in Brooklyn on Blu-ray. It's got a lot of special features.
Awesome.
It's got commentary by Eddie Murphy. It's going to be awesome. I'm going to watch it. It's going to be cool.
In your theater. Nice.
I'm going to keep saying, so that'll be fun. Anyways, no, I just hope you guys have a good show today, and I'll be trying to get this book slinger. I don't know why I want to keep saying book slinger, but I'm going to try to get the book slinger going here again. I'll try to get a copy from Ross or something like that. I don't know. All right. I'll talk to you guys later. Have a great show.
Thanks, Adam. You see, I don't know what the deal is, because Adam told me he couldn't download the Gunslinger show, only like 2 minutes downloaded. So, well, actually, he said the book show. So I was like, oh, Drawing of the Three, that's what he's... I was like, well, I downloaded Drawing of the Three, that's the one. It's working fine, Adam, I don't know what the deal is. He's like, no, I'm talking about the first one, the Gunslinger, or the book slinger, if you will. So I was like, oh, okay, well, let me try that. So I downloaded it and played it, and I was like, oh, everything's fine. So I sent that to him, and then I guess that didn't work either. I don't know what the deal is, Adam. I'm sorry.
Are they hosted on GarageBand? Or?
Yeah, they are. And I downloaded it, and it works fine. I don't know what the deal is.
I just don't think it likes being called the Book Slinger.
And you know what? One thing, I wondered if he was trying to download the show on our main Nowhere and Mulberry feed, because I deleted those shows off of there. Maybe he tried to download a file that was not on the feed anymore. I don't know. I just was very confused and had no way of helping him, and I'm sorry, Adam, I failed you.
Oh, and if he was trying to get us to make Rick watch Vampire in Brooklyn, I wouldn't even do that. That's
just
too cruel.
To Rick. Now, we do have a Rick voicemail, and what's funny is this is like a long voicemail, but he said, you know, I've told Rick, I said, hey, don't worry, I'll edit it down. So now he's even telling me places to edit. Hey, Jason, edit here. Except I had no freaking time to edit this. So we're going to listen to the rough cut, Bill.
Oh, that's awesome. I love rough cuts.
With Rick giving me instructions on where to edit. So let's check it out.
Hey, Nora Mulberry. This is my review of Death Wish 3. Enjoy.
Nice. Stereophonic, man.
We'll just start like that. Man, this movie is going to be awesome. And I think I'm going to do the same thing. Watch it and then stop it and tell you what I think as it's going, because I like doing that. Okay, it said music by Jimmy Page, so I was like, what? Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin? Yes. Music in this movie was done by Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin. I was surprised.
Is that true? Wow.
Why. He did it for number two, too, apparently. Whatever.
What? Anyway, that's a weird trivia.
Alex Winter from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
That's right.
Yeah.
With the chain. He also likes stabbing upholstery. And pulling out phones out of the sockets, then falling asleep while his mates tried to kill someone. Watching people die just makes them tired, I guess. I hate in movies, right? They bust in and go, oh, he killed him, rah, 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 take him away. And this dude could easily go, I just got here, this is my mate Charlie, he was beat up when I got here. No, I'm going to be the strong, silent type and go to jail for 15 years because I don't want to talk. What an idiot! Stupid Charles Bronson. Ooh, Miss Davis with the hair all done up in a bun and the glasses made out to look like a nerd, but I bet you she's sexy. I bet you. And this movie's got Martin Balsam. I wouldn't have known that if I hadn't just recently watched Psycho. I was like, I've seen this dude before.
I pretend I know who that is.
You know, 20-something years older. It looks like the dude was a detective in Psycho.
Ah, okay. I know who he's talking about.
Yeah, I know someone else.
The old vet.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, it's not really relevant to the movie review, so just cut that out, Jason. Don't worry about that.
All right, Rick. Clip, clip, clip.
Clip, clip, cut.
All right, that was awesome. Yeah. The dudes are trying to steal his car. He just comes out. This is my car. Bam, bam. Two dudes dead. Just walks away. Doesn't even close the door on his car or lower the bonnet. I'm assuming because he thinks no one else will try it now. There's two dead bodies laying next to it. Awesome. This dude's hardcore, man. Hardcore. Love his booby trap underneath the window. Just the bit of wood with all the nails sticking up through it. Oh, I can't wait until somebody steps on that shit. Dude, he just stepped on it. I wish they would have shown it, not just the blood left behind. Dude, man, I'm hurt. I can't wait for the giggler. His mate named Wildy is a gun. Oh, I didn't see that coming. But I can't wait to see him shoot someone in the back. Probably the giggler, I reckon. Boobies! Yeah, they just ripped off some woman's top, and you know, I'm not a big fan of rape, alright? I have to put that straight out.
That's good, Rick.
But there's a part of me when the boobies are shown, I go, oh, there's boobies! And then, like, after the fact, I realise, oh, that's not the best time to see boobies.
You're right.
Sexual manner, not in a violent manner. You know, it's just a preference I have.
Yes, it should be a preference.
Husband, you've got to stop letting her out at night by herself. Because, you know, shit just keeps happening to her.
No shit!
You can tell by the area, it's not safe to do so. But he keeps doing it, because he's a dickhead. I hate that dude. He needs to get a divorce and remarry someone nice. That'll look after her. You know, take care of her and stroke her face and tell her everything's going to be alright.
He killed the giggler, man. He killed the giggler!
Okay, life's complete now. I've seen the movie that reference is from. Alright?
Yes!
Oh my god. When the cop finds the giggler and he pulls back the sheet, he just got one bullet hole through his chest. And blood on his face. And the cop says, there's not much left of him, is there? He's just got a bullet hole in him.
I always thought that too.
What the fuck? It's not like he's, you know, been chopped in half and there's half of him missing. He's just got a bullet hole through him. There's not much of him left. It's all there, buddy. What are you talking about?
Have you always thought that too?
I know. That one always cracks me.
It's not like a cannonball went through him or anything.
It's the oldest stupid cliche in the book. I tripped over. I lost my gun. Bloody hell. You got your hand on the whole time. You got to be some sort of retard to fall over and drop something you're holding. That's all I'm saying. You got to be retarded. Yeah, that lady, she gets hot when she puts her hair down and takes off her glasses.
How'd you know that was going to happen?
I don't know why, but that kind of... seemed out of place and cracked me up just the way he said it and the time that he said it. I'm hungry.
I'm hungry.
Car by herself. Haven't you learned nothing from this movie? Charles Bronson, you gotta go check your mail and leave your woman in the car. She's gonna get murdered and raped. You idiot. Alright, maybe not murdered and raped, but you're gonna knock you out and push your car down the hill. And you're going to run into another car that is easily flammable or blows up.
I think it was
and
a Pinto.
And roast to death in front of his eyes. Now he's going to be angry. You better watch out. He's going to be angry. Yeah, now the city's fighting back. They're going to take what's theirs. Yeah, they're going to take back the city. Because it's their city. Or whatever. Go, Charles Bronson, shoot everybody. You're the man. You got this big gun. You're the man. Woo, yeah. Charles Bronson. You can do anything because you're Charles Bronson. Man, the music in this movie is awesome. yeah. One of the highlights, I reckon. Yeah, the music is sweet. yeah, you can just party up to it, you know what I'm saying? oh my god, he just rocket launched him out the side of the building. he didn't care if he blew up himself as well, obviously. Pretty close to it. he just blew him up. It was brilliant. He's just hardcore. He's hardcore since 84, or 85 in this case, but whatever. and that's the end. Everyone just runs away when their boss is dead. They leave everyone alone. Everyone lives happily ever after. That's Death Wish 3 for you. Over now. So I give this movie a 1 star if you don't like Charles Bronson or guns. I give it 5 stars if you're drunk and you love Charles Bronson and yes. big guns and the occasional booby. And if you like those gangs that were in Rumble in the Bronx, Jackie Chan, very similar. I was getting that vibe a lot.
very Rick similar.
Rick. Rick from Australia.
I don't know if they rape anybody in that movie.
Nothing.
They should.
All right.
The one thing he didn't catch that you always talk about is, how do they know it was their boss that got killed?
yeah.
And they stopped fighting.
I know, they just know.
I think it was from the impact crater.
So that's Jimmy Page right there.
I think it's just someone named Jimmy Page, not the Jimmy Page.
It's James Page. Call me Jimmy. Yeah, thanks
yeah,
for
what
that,
I always found funny was that Kersey actually mail orders the rocket launcher. Like, I didn't know that you could get rocket launchers through the mail in the 80s.
I like how it's just leaning in the corner. Like, yeah. he hasn't quite yeah. gotten to it yet. I'll just get to it later.
I'm going to put that in the closet later. yeah.
But you know what? My favorite
right next
part
to the golf clubs.
That gets me every time is when the guys are raiding the city, all the gang, and the guy comes in through the window, and that old lady with her broom goes, "Ah!" like, looks around. Yeah. You know? And then don't they show an old bag with, like, a shotgun or something?
Yeah.
That is priceless. I love it.
Is it the guy with the little zip gun? All I've got is this little zip gun.
Yeah. You know my favorite part of that is when he's got the box of ammo next to Kersey and he's like just mowing people down. It's just while you're watching the movie, it's just like, this movie's ridiculous.
The best part for me is whenever they finally decide that they're going to take down the city, or at least the section that Kersey's in,
yeah.
and all of a sudden a motorcycle gang shows up, and they're, like, throwing chains and shit. It's like, where the hell did the motorcycle yeah. gang come from?
I love it.
Wow. That was the other branch of the yeah. gang.
Oh, okay.
They called in their other branch.
They called in their old the recruits from the other branch.
All right, Rick. Well, thanks for the review. It's a review, right?
Yeah, I'm going to have to seriously think about the next film.
Yes, and I'm going to try to find time to edit next time. But
I like hearing the whole thing.
You do?
Yeah.
It's awesome. Thanks,
it's
Rick.
It's Rick Unfiltered.
It kind of makes me want to watch a movie drunk.
I just want to watch... I would love to watch Death Wish 3 with all of us in the same room. That would be awesome.
We'll do it one day.
All right, guys, let's check out What's in Entertainment, right? I guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, Bill 9 finally came out. It came out on 999, which is awesome.
It did.
And I saw a lot of reviews, and they're all lukewarm, so I was kind of
disappointed. Yeah, well, you know, I saw a lot that were, quite frankly, bad.
Yeah, a lot of people said, yeah, the movie looks cool and everything, but the story's disappointing, which is lame, yo.
Well, what's funny is they say the characters are one-dimensional, but you don't – well, never mind. That's important to the plot.
Yeah, I'd like to find out.
All the characters are one dimensional.
I would definitely like to see this myself, but could my daughter go see this? Is it scary or anything like that? Or
oh God, this is yeah, it's not a movie for your daughter. No.
So we should go see the spaghetti movie.
Yeah, it's a post-apocalyptic film. It's
right.
It can't be very.
So I'll take her to see the movie where the food falls out of the sky instead.
Yeah, because I think I was her age when my dad showed me the TV movie with Jason Robards called The Day After.
Ah, yes.
And, yeah, I've had nightmares of nuclear war ever since. So
a radiation-ravaged Steve Guttenberg is very traumatizing.
Yes. And there was, the guy from Third Rock from the Sun was in it, too.
John Lithgow,
yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen that in years. I remember when it first aired, it was like, this is some
I was
going to
say
man.
Ricochet, but I thought that might be stretching it.
I love Ricochet. Now, also this movie with Kate Beckinsale, the movie is called Whiteout. It's the story of how liquid paper was invented, Steven.
Sweet.
Very interesting.
So it's all about that monkey's mom?
Yes.
What? All I know is one of the monkeys, the guy that used to wear the toboggan.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah, no. His mom invented Whiteout.
That's right!
Michael Nesmith.
It's funny when you say monkey, I think animal, but you're talking about, hey,
we're the monkeys.
Awesome. But what the hell is this movie about? Can you tell? Are they fighting bad guys? Is there I was thinking an abominable snowman.
What I'm thinking abominable is snowman.
It kind of looks like a
they're trying to
John
hide
Carpenter
a,
thing kind of thing.
Well, they're trying to hide a plane crash, and she finds out that it was caused by something else.
It's It's basically Die Hard in the snow, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. All I know is it looks stupid.
When they don't show you what the movie's really about and the thing, I'm thinking, hey, that's kind of neat. They're not telling us, but also I'm thinking this movie's got nothing and they don't want us to know.
Well, they show the plane crash, and then when they're digging down, I guess they find the plane underneath, you know, hundreds of feet of snow. Or,
and if I'm going to see a movie with Kate Beckinsale, I don't want to see her in a parka.
Yeah, she's in a parka all bundled up. There's got to be a moment, and I guarantee you there will be this moment in the movie where she gets, her clothes are all wet, and she has to set a fire and stand there in her underwear as her clothes dry.
Okay, I'll pay for that.
You know that scene's going to be in the movie before the Wendigo attacks or whatever the
if
hell
not,
it is.
If not, they're going to go reshoot that scene and edit it in.
Yeah. They're like, damn, why didn't I think of that shit?
She's like in my top five British MILFs.
Nice.
I actually have a list of British MILFs that
really?
Implies for some
it's
reason.
It's like on a steno pad. Let's see.
Yeah. British MILFs.
Keeps it by the computer in case he wants to search.
But British MILFs by Mulberry Bill. I'd like to hear the lady from Tool Academy narrate your list. That would be great. First on
she
Biz
does have
list.
A great voice.
Also, Sorority Row came out, huh? A slasher movie with chicks. Right? You get killed. The chick from Step Up to the Streets is in it, so... Gets
oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
They're dancing in their underwear and stuff, so why not? Check it out. I watched one clip. There was a Hulu preview. I was like, I'll check this out. Maybe I could use it for the show or something. It was enough where I'm like, I'm going to root for the killer when I watch this movie.
Princess Leia and Jabba the Hutt's offspring is in that, right?
Yes. Do you see the commercial where she's got a shotgun yelling at the killer and he like throws a friggin' cleaver at her or something? You know, they're expecting geek dudes to go, oh, hell, man, sign me up, yo.
Yeah, not going to happen. Sorry.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it for the movies, right? Are you guys excited?
I wanted to see Nine. Nine is the one I want to see.
Nine. Yeah. I think that Matt Damon movie looks pretty funny, except for Bill, as you were talking about earlier in the week, they commit a sin in the
yes,
trailer.
A major sin, a major faux pas.
Trailers, if you commit the sin, it makes me not want to see your movie, and tell everybody what it is, Bill.
They used one of the most overused trailer songs. The Eurythmics, Would I Lie to You?
Yes. Oh, would I lie to you? Oh, I got
well, it's you know you're in trouble whenever you hear dun, 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 dun. It's just like, oh, God, no, please,
oh,
no.
Yeah.
Don't do this to me.
No, Matt Damon. No. You know what also?
Would Matt Damon lie to you?
Yeah.
No.
What is that one song that Bill, it goes, boom, boom. Hey, dun, 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 dun. na, na, na. You know, that's another one, but I don't know what it's called. Do 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 boom.
Yeah, that.
Give me always some the Blues Brothers. Yeah, give me some loving. Yeah.
Give me some loving, and it shows like you know Julia Roberts going
that. With her pit bull mouth.
Or you know, it's like, hey, me.
Have I found a fellow person who hates Julie as much as me?
I guess so.
And she opens her mouth, and it's just like.
I think she's a Sith Lord, you guys.
What I think is funny is people thought it was endearing whenever she showed up in Pretty Woman, and now it's like, oh, just shut your fat mouth.
Wow, Bill.
Shut your pie hole.
That's horrible.
I don't like her.
Wow. All right, well, let's go ahead.
On my skin.
I can tell. Let's check out what's on our Timo. Yes.
No.
Whoa.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We have a lot of different things to talk about. But first, John Gosling of John and Kate Plus 8 was on an interview on Primetime Live or whatever it's called. And he starts talking trash about his wife. Let's check it out.
This guy, he's just simply losing any possible sympathy I had for him.
Yeah, let's check this out.
I don't trust her anymore. I was abused.
What does that mean?
Poor guy.
You're being abused.
Oh, poor
abused.
You.
I was beaten down. She separated me from my family. I mean, she used to hold the kids over my head and say, don't spend time with your mom.
Like
spend time with your kids.
Like she would dangle them over his head? Or?
I can't sit on the
She's
sofa
tall.
With that woman. I can't sit on someone right now that I despise.
Despise?
I despise because she's not speaking from the heart. Please, the stuff you tell me in private should be the stuff you tell me on TV.
Can it be fixed?
No, our relationship will never be fixed.
Why do you think she still wears the ring?
I think she still wears the ring for public perception. I don't wear my ring because she took my ring. I don't have it.
She took your ring?
I don't have a ring. So I laid it down one day and it was gone.
One ring to rule
Who else would take
them
it?
All.
I checked all underneath my kids' pillows.
I knew it. She saw her on.
I've cried more now in the last
giant
like, 8 months.
Giant eye looking at him?
Than my whole entire life.
Why?
Because you get frustrated and pent up. I mean, it's so frustrating. I can't defend the girl I love because I have no voice in the media, and now I do.
Yeah! So, yeah. Why would he go on TV just to whine about his wife? Isn't that pathetic?
Because she goes on TV and whines about him. She's constantly on the Today Show whining and crying.
Whatever. Somebody needs to just wipe those people off the earth.
Honestly, you know, those poor kids.
Those kids need parents, so somebody adopt them. But also, okay, this is.
But split them up.
I'm not trying to gross everyone out, but I kind of am. Russell Brand was on The View this week. You guys know who that is, mm-hmm. The British guy, comedian type dude. He started flirting with Sherry Shepherd, which is kind of funny, but also he was making her really uncomfortable. If you saw the thing, she's just kind of getting uncomfortable because he's like. He can look at her right in the eyes, and he doesn't get uncomfortable, you know, and he's talking about how he wants to basically have sex with her, and she tries to play it off like, oh, don't start something you can't stop. And he's like, I could definitely handle you, trust me. And she's just kind of like, you know, it's pretty funny, though. But the fact that it's Sherry, it's kind of gross. So let's check it out.
You played, actually, because we're talking about sex and shag, and you played...
You look nice.
Thank you so much, Russell. I appreciate
it. I like these sort of gladiator-heeled shoes you're wearing, and I like your legs. Now, I understand you've been celibate for a while. When are you going to give that up?
You have?
Yeah, Sherry,
what
do you
want to
give up?
Shut up,
Daniel. I am the eligible man.
Just a minute.
Daniel.
I didn't really, you can't finish, Russell.
I assure you, this is an area in which I'm confident. I am not bluffing. I will take care of you. I will make you see multicoloured. I'll make you forget your own name. It will be wonderful. Yeah, you've got all dressed up. You've got me worked up. Now, come on.
Yeah, girl.
Yep.
You know, we can meet outside the confines of this show.
Nice.
You know, it's funny. You don't mess with a comedian like Russell Brand because the guy, he's a weirdo, but he's very sharp. And you don't try to play games with that because he will come at you full
force. Yeah, once he knew that she was uncomfortable, he couldn't stop doing it. They couldn't even talk about anything. I don't even know why he was on the show because he kept doing that shtick, you know, which is really funny.
Well, isn't he supposed to be making another movie based on that character from Sarah Marshall?
I don't know.
Yeah, they are.
Aldous Snow?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing it right now.
Nice. Now, guys, there's this horrible show on Bravo that you may see commercials while you're watching Top Chef called The Rachel Zoe Project.
Where I always thought it was a Rachel Zoe Project. And I always wondered why she'd look like the Marlboro Man.
So basically,
she's got like this leather skin, like she's been smoking for 50 years.
What she is she's like a, what would you call, a fashion expert that she dresses.
Consultant?
Yeah, consultant for celebrities and stuff. And it's a lot of gay guys arguing with the one girl who's also there who can't stand him. Here they are talking about the Oscars. Oh, it's so pleasant. And the whole time this girl, Taylor, can't stand the whole conversation. She gives her little two cents at the end. Let's check it out. I mean, you know, it's wrong of me to assume this guy's gay. I don't know if he is. Just let's listen.
Oh, please.
He could be totally straight. What do I know?
Good morning.
Hi, Punky. How's it going?
Oh, it was fun.
You know what's weird? In all my years of doing this, I've actually never been to the Oscars. Was it like everything you ever hoped it could be?
Well, basically, the dressing room was right where everybody came off stage.
So you got to see everyone.
Everybody.
Everyone.
Like,
this sounds like Andy Dick.
Like, Vanessa Hudgens and my favorite Zac Efron.
He's so sweet.
Want his hair so bad. And I went, like, to the next dressing room, and Beyonce was over there.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Really?
And shut I up. Had to control myself from doing a single ladies dance in front of her. It was, like, the best thing ever.
Tay? Don't you wish it was you that was at the Oscars?
No, I'd rather shoot myself. And this conversation wants to make me slit my wrist.
Well, we were hoping for a peep show.
No! So what do you guys think?
Hardcore.
Am I on the money there as the guy, maybe?
I think he's just slightly effeminate.
Anybody who makes that comment about Zach, I'm like, oh, Zach Efron.
I want his hair.
My
what I mean is pubic
Efron.
Hair.
My favorite Zach, whoa, Zach Efron.
It's like the best thing ever.
Yikes. All right, guys, Matt Damon was on David Letterman this week. And, you know, his story's kind of funny here, but I thought that people were laughing too much at it. I don't know. It's funny, but I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm just like a fuddy-duddy or something, but it's like over laughter. I don't know. Maybe it's because it's Matt Damon.
Flashing the applause sign.
Yeah. Let's check it out.
Brad Pitt had been doing interviews. They kept asking him when he was going to marry Angelina Jolie.
Right.
He got so sick of the question, he finally said, you know, I'm going to marry Angelina when George Clooney marries his boyfriend. This Italian journalist comes in and goes, Matt, is it true what the Brad say? Yeah, of course it's true. Do you mean George Clooney have a boyfriend? Yes, of course he's got a boyfriend.
Sure.
And he wants to illegally marry him. We've been on him about this for years. You know? On CNN, it says, man strips for George Clooney at press conference. Hey, this guy stands up and says, George, I am gay. And you are gay. So... Now George is like, what is going on? And he says, if you must choose me.
Wow, if Elio was offended by our Cake Boss impressions, what do you think he is for that?
That was hilarious, by the way. I'm just not laughing out loud.
It was, wasn't it?
I am a gay.
Oh. Now, guys, every year I got to cover the very first Top Model episode because we got to see how much it annoys us, right? Because usually what happens is Tyra sets up this elaborate scheme. Then she comes walking out and has some kind of thing where she does a foreign voice or something.
And they all scream.
Remember last season, she was extraterrestrial? That girl had no way. So this season, she has short models, not big, tall, statuesque models. So immediately they have this guy who's like, no, you girls are not right. You're too short. And they're like, boo. And Tyra comes out to defend them. Well, let's check it out, guys.
Yeah, because she's tall?
Yeah. I don't know.
These some very good-looking prospects. But one thing I'm bumping on. Legs. What's up with these legs?
They're short and they're beautiful.
How tall are you? 5'6". There's
no room for short girls in the modeling business. I'm sorry.
Uh-oh, here's Tyra, Steven.
Tyra comes out. She's so lean. Her face is perfect. I just, like, I was shaking. I, like, lost my breath. I think I, like, died for a second because my heart stopped.
He is crazy to say that there is no room for short girls in the industry.
This world. The world that we live in, they try to say that beauty is in a little box. Some girl are 5 feet. Some girl maybe 5'7".
But if there is any little girl over 5'7", you are going to go out of this room right now. Body over 5'7" for Look Cycle 13 collection. I will be
there. What the hell's going on? I just want to apologize to everyone. It was just a bad idea to play that.
You know, I would. There is no person I would rather pistol whip.
Pistol
than her. You know, there's just something incredibly satisfying about using the butt of a pistol against her head.
And this conversation wants to make me slip my wrist.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't understand it. Women love her, so whatever. You know, this show, this next show we're going to talk about, Steven, you sent me an email. That's what made me think about it, because a couple weeks ago, Bill showed me the link to it, and we watched it, and we're like, wow, I can't wait till December when this show comes out. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be the best show on television. Don't you think, Bill?
I mean, yeah, easily.
It really looks cool, and it's called Steven Seagal Lawman, where he is a cop. Well, you know what? I'll just play the little trailer here. It's awesome.
The action's real. In an all-new real-life series, Steven Seagal, Lawman.
Oh, yeah.
Taser!
Everybody calm down.
It all began 20 years ago when Seagal, a world-renowned 7th-degree Aikido expert, was shooting a movie in Jefferson Parish. The sheriff asked him to teach his men some self-defense and weapon skills. The training was so successful, Seagal was deputized. And for 20 years, between films, he's been serving as a full-fledged member of the force.
Well, the show is real. I mean, this is not a joke.
Somebody got a white call,
No, it's a joke.
We're blocked in.
What I'm talking about. This is real police officers down here in life or death situation.
Worst case scenario, many of them are forced to actually defend themselves every day.
No scripts. No stunt doubles.
Awesome.
No second chances. Steven Seagal, Lawman.
It's not a job. It's an adventure.
Think you better dial 911.
You could take that to the bank.
Awesome.
The little trailer I saw for it, they're arresting this black man. Oh, Steven Seagal, don't put on no handcuffs. Give me an autograph.
Hell yeah.
That one, I just like, I'm typing Jason. Right?
Jason's got to know.
I started emailing right away.
Genius. I can't wait till we can cover this show. Lawman.
It's going to be so good.
Hell yes.
Like, he didn't want to be handcuffed. He just wanted to handcuff Steven Seagal.
Shit, man, take me to jail, whatever. Just
I'll
give me
go with him without a handcuff.
Yeah. He's not going to put up any resistance. He gets to ride in the car
with
him.
I
loved that movie you did with the Wayne brother.
Oh, my God. The Glimmer Man.
The Glimmer Man, yeah.
Glimmer Man, that shit was off the hook, yo.
That's that movie where he said he was Black Russian. That was awesome.
You remember me, viejo?
What? What does that mean?
Holy shit.
I'm not sure.
All right, no. Before we take a break, we're going to talk about Tool Academy, Steven.
Tool Academy.
Because I made Bill sit through it again.
You're a son of a bitch. That's what you are.
I'm just so cruel. You know, you got to admit, though, Bill, there was some good stuff this week.
Oh my! It's such a train wreck
because
it's addicting. I couldn't believe I'm sitting there watching it like rapt attention.
Now these obviously all this video that they have of them with girls, they did it before they even knew they were on a show called Tool Academy.
Right.
So I wonder if at this point they're thinking, what else did I do that they could possibly have video of? Because if we're going to do this shit every week. Because this week they had them.
Oh, man, you're right.
They had them hanging out with these hot chicks in pink bikinis and stuff.
Hot chick is debatable.
Yeah, there is a couple that are kind of really skanky, but that's okay. You know what I mean, Steven?
Oh, well, these are the international party kings. They don't discriminate.
Well, they're going for the party king job.
Hell yeah. So they're like talking to the guy. So you got a girlfriend? Yeah, I do, but whatever.
One guy that called his girlfriend a speed bump.
Yeah, it's just a speed bump, you know. You dump her whenever. You know what I'm saying?
Speed bump.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, these guys are classic.
Class acts.
You've got me worked up. Now, come on.
Now, what was the first guy is J-Daddy, I believe.
J-Daddy.
Let's see how quickly he can make his girlfriend cry when they watch this video. Let's check it out,
Start
Steve.
The timer.
3 seconds.
So, do you have a girlfriend, do you?
What do you want to call her a girlfriend?
Well, do you call her a girlfriend?
Oh, guys. But does she understand that you're going to do stuff like this?
I don't really care what she thinks.
Well,
she's my throwback.
You're a throwback.
She's convenient. Let's put it that way.
So if she's only for convenience, why do you keep her around so long?
She's there when I'm bored and there's nobody else there.
Sorry. Oh, oh, slap! Yo! Damn, boy!
He's just so disrespectful and just doesn't care.
I do care.
I do care. My heart. If you want to go out, Justin, please go. Break up with me, though. Let me find somebody that is going to care about me, that is going to love me, because you're making me waste my time with you.
I just don't want to be alone.
Neither do I.
When I first saw that, I was just like, damn, what a slap!
That was tense. On his ass.
Yo, I love my girlfriend, but still, I'd like to have sex with other women. Why can't they just say something like that? But they gotta insult the girlfriend to the girls. Do you think other women are gonna be attracted to a guy who shows he has no feelings for other women?
Exactly.
These guys are morons.
These
you know?
Guys are in there like, yeah, she's just a speed bump. Like, oh, that's so attractive. Do you want to have sex?
Yeah.
I can really get into you, though.
You're so considerate of women.
Now,
but also at the end of that clip, he says, I just don't want to be alone. She goes, neither do I. I'm like, oh, perfect, a beautiful codependent relationship.
I just don't want to be alone.
Oh, poor guy. So what I was doing is I was picking a new girlfriend in case you dump me. Don't you understand? Oh, I do
it's
now.
It's a backup.
Yeah, that's yeah. all it was.
So you're my go-to, but I need a designated hitter.
Certainly, it couldn't get any worse than this. Let's check it out and see if it... No, there's no way there's any bigger douches, right?
No, no way.
Wait, I think this one... Is this one the guy who's dating the Asian girl?
Yeah!
There's this guy... And she's cute. He's got a cute Asian girl.
Yeah, she is very cute.
And the way he tries to explain himself is like, well, I don't have an Asian fetish. I'm not really attracted to Asian girls, so you see... And it's like, no, wait, no, that didn't come out right. What I'm trying to say, he just says nothing. He can't explain himself. This is awesome.
Obviously, I don't have a type anymore. I don't know, like, because I'm not the guy that like, has a Asian fetish or anything. But... All that means is that I got like some. No, I'm saying like, I'm not trying to be a jerk like that. Like, that's a good thing. Like, it's better that you're not my type. You're not just fitting the profile of the girl I like. Like, I went out of my box of my type. I'm not saying it's better that you're not my type, but that's better than she ain't my type because I want to be with her.
Can somebody pull my tongue out because I'm not gonna say no.
I love his.
Someone take the foot out of his mouth.
I love his trembly voice. He's got a shovel just digging as he's talking. You're not really my type, but no, wait. No, that didn't come out. No, what I'm saying.
You're my type. I went out of my box for your type, so your type is perfect for my type.
You're special. You know? I don't need my type. People don't need the types because, you know, it's like those girls. Those were my types. That's why I was flirting with them. But I don't want to be with them. I want to be with you, even though you're not my type, and I don't find
you
the
least.
I'm sorry,
wait.
What are you talking about? And I was like, you son of
a... I forgot. Why are you crying again? I lost track.
What was I saying? You know what my favorite is? The weird-looking dude. And I love they're all called something Tool something. And
yeah.
One guy is the Hillbilly Tool.
Hillbilly Tool.
Yeah. And his girlfriend started punching him with the English.
Oh, yeah.
No, there's no hitting. She's like, boom, 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 just punching him in the chest. He's just like, ugh. And she looks like she can punch pretty hard, too.
She was hammer fisting him, man.
Oh, man. And, oh, this is basically what happens is finally a guy's like, she's like.
He's backed into the ultimate corner.
The girlfriend, you keep in mind, all the couples are in the room, and she's like, what about my one friend? And I know something happened there, but you said it didn't. And he's just like, All right.
Here we go.
And he says it the most insensitive way. You know, your friend, whatever her name is, I effed her. And there was like, damn. And what's so funny is another guy's like, honey, I got to tell you something. She's like, what? She's like, I had sex with another. And this other guy's like, I guess I should. Honey, I just think
it was
you should.
A domino
it was just like, holy shit, they're all doing it left and right. And you know, the funniest thing is the guy who didn't really cheat on his girlfriend, he's just an asshole. He got eliminated this week. Didn't you think that was funny, Bill?
Yeah, I thought that was kind of weird that of all the people, but he was a major tool.
He was like,
because he wouldn't even change or help or
there's nothing
he was just
wrong
an
with
asshole.
Flirting. There's nothing wrong with flirting or getting numbers from other girls, even though you have a girlfriend, because he has no intention of it. He just likes to flirt, so she needs to get over it. He's a tool. Get the F out, right? So let's go ahead and hear how this guy sensitively drops on his girlfriend that he's cheated on her. Let's check it out. I hope he's really subtle.
I thought that I trusted you with girls, but obviously this is an issue. And it started a year ago. It did. And you know exactly with who. And you lied about it.
Well, you caught me with her.
We were kissing.
It's really hard to believe that all he was doing was kissing this girl when he can easily feel up on these girls.
This is your time, perhaps, Dan, to come clean. It's your chance, perhaps, to say the truth.
It is! Shout for Michael Myers!
Uh-oh, here it comes.
All right. Oh, my gosh. Talk about a choice of words.
Like, it's like, dude, oh, that's not the way you want to tell your girlfriend that you cheated on her.
And I was thinking, what would be a better way? I made passionate love to your best friend, but I got no feelings for her, I swear. It's like, there's no way to tell her, right?
I couldn't help it. Your girlfriend's fine.
You guys are always going swimming. She's on bikini, man. She's hot. But no, I'm attracted to you. She wasn't really my type.
I went outside my box to sleep
your friend,
with her.
She's my type, but no, I'm not interested.
I went outside my box and put it in her box.
You make me dinner and stuff. You do my laundry. Shit.
You're like my mom.
I'm staying with you. Yeah, you're like my mom.
You know how much I love my mom.
I love it. My mom's.
I love you like I love my mom's. It's a deep love.
That would totally get a...
Oh, yeah.
The best part of this show, though, is seeing the reactions to the other couples. Like, damn! And then when it gets to them, the other guy was just... He's like, damn! It's like they all think the other is worse than them, but they're all the same. You know?
And the one guy that doesn't act up on the video and his girlfriend's all happy, like, wow, you really care about me. He gets caught up in the domino effect of admitting that he was infidelity'd.
Yes. Oh, and yeah.
His girlfriend just loses it on him.
I can't forget that when they make them do cheers together.
Yeah, they're like 20 feet away.
What's great is they don't want to talk to each other because they, you know, he feels like an asshole because he cheated on her. She doesn't have anything to do with him, and they make him do a group activity together, and they don't want to. And this one guy is like, I forget who it is. It doesn't even matter. He's just like, I know I told you earlier I cheated on you. It's like, whatever. Well, there's actually two other girls. It's like, God!
That was the same guy that said that he had effed the girl.
Yeah, he's like, I like how he's like mumbling, like, if that'll help in any way.
Yeah.
Two other girls. This girl is like,
It's such a train wreck. It's a terrible show.
And
once you start watching it, you can't stop.
The guy gets called a tool at the end, and he gets let go, and he goes outside. And, you know, you're supposed to talk to your girlfriend and see if you can work things out. And he's like, it's over, man. This isn't working out between us. She's like, what? It's over. I see you. I got to go or whatever. She's like, ooh. And they're like, he dumped her? Wow.
Sorry, you're just a tool.
Exactly. So, great show, Steven, huh?
Sounds
cha-ching!
Awesome. Yeah, I saw some of it last season, but I haven't...
You gotta check it out this season, yo! What do you guys say we take a break and we'll be right back after these messages? Yeah.
Okay.
You've got me worked up. Now, come on.
We'll return after these messages.
Ooh, lollipops.
Blow pops.
Ooh, bubble gum.
Blow pops.
Ooh, and you can choose just one. Chomp the pops, make it lots of fun. Cause the great Charms lollipops with soft bubble gum. They're made by Charms in lots of juicy flavors. You love everyone. Ooh, lollipops, soft bubble gum. Charms Blow Pops are two treats in one. Two great American treats in one.
Blow pops from Charms.
Hi there, time for timer, your roving reporter. I'm talking to you from inside a fantastic factory, your digestive system. You know what we build here? You. Not out of wood or metal, but out of food. You see, you are what you eat from your head down to your feet. Things like meat and eggs and fish you need to build up muscle tissue. Uh-oh. Hello, appetite control, more protein. We need energy. Playing tennis today, you know. Whoops. All these motors in your body need a lot of fuel to go on, like carbohydrates, fats, and proteins, vitamins, and so on. What's left over forms the building blocks you need, indeed, to grow on. Yes, you are what you swallow, so that next time you feel hollow, don't just fill your face with any old kind of treat. This goes for every kid or six-foot athlete. All you really are is walking away.
A beautiful volunteer.
Hold my crush, but don't drink it.
Crushes all natural flavors.
Don't drink it.
Make it impossible to resist.
We're so irresistible. You can't keep a bottle.
Are you drinking it?
Orange lovers have a crush on us.
Reappear.
Hey. Where's my crush?
It's a disappear.
Orange lovers have a crush on us. Here it comes, freshen it up. Make your breath a great temptation.
Here it comes,
freshen up.
The gum that goes
wow. What?
The gum that goes squirt.
Luke Skywalker handles his saber well, Ben Kenobi. You should know, Yoda.
Yes, I've been the Jedi Master for 800 years.
Yoda and other action figures each sold separately.
Beep, 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 beep.
It's okay, R2-D2. I've got my laser pistol.
Hold it, Luke.
They're afraid of your snake, Yoda.
You have nothing to fear.
The Force is all around us.
Yoda and other action figures each sold separately. From Star Wars, the Empire Strikes Back collection. From Kenner.
How do you like my kingdom of half?
It's fun.
No, what we like best?
A ride in my half balloon?
No. Nope.
Has to be the half day school.
This is even better.
Then it's Halfsies, my crunchy sweet new corn and rice cereal.
It's crunchy sweet, but half the sugar of most sugar-coated cereals. How does it taste so sweet?
That's my secret. It's Legree.
No, sweet Halfsies are mine.
Now what?
Half a car.
I don't care. I'm halfway there.
Half a bridge.
Whoa!
Nice work, kid.
Anytime, King.
For new Halfsies.
New Halfsies are a crunchy sweet part of this balanced breakfast.
Three new Halfsies books of fun and games have half pictures, tongue twisters,
peck a pickly,
mazes.
You're stuck.
Hidden pictures. And more. There's one book of fun and games in each specially marked box of Hansi cereal.
Coming from the farthest reaches of the universe to challenge the worst villains on Earth are the most powerful heroes ever in the Battle of the Superpowers collection. Impossible. The Hall of Justice under attack. Batman behind bars. New from Kenner's Superpowers collection. Hall of Justice playset. Some assembly required. Vehicles and figures sold separately.
Use the trap door, Batman.
Brainiac's taken over the computer. Joker in the elevator. Evil forces joining for a final assault. Who can restore order?
Superman!
Can Superman save the Hall of Justice? You decide.
Here, Papa Smurf, TV pictures of the new Smurf riders taken at the Smurf test track.
And tested on real kids.
Parents will love the Super Smurf piggyback rider. It's terrific for toddlers.
Real Smurfy.
The Smurf's a poppin' train.
It's really poppin'.
A walker and a rider.
The Smurf power cycle for kids a little older.
It looks like fun.
And now, ta-da, the Smurfmobile.
Wow.
Smurf-dastic.
Love those colors.
Smurf blue, of course.
Smurf-a-rific.
Watch out, here's Talking Garfield.
Face it, you're a wimp.
Hey, way to go, Athletic Garfield.
Oh boy, lasagna.
Dig in, Gourmet Garfield.
Here's a cute little friend for you, Tootsie.
I hate cute.
Yeah, Grumpy Garfield. Watch out for all three Talking Garfields for you and your kids, wherever Mattel toys are sold.
Skeletor created you to destroy He-Man.
You did?
You're a faker. You look like He-Man, only you're evil.
He-Man!
Action figure sold separately.
He-Man!
You're not He-Man, you're faker.
Faker has all the power.
Oh yeah? Watch this power. Only He-Man has all the power in the universe.
Faker, He-Man, and Skeletor from the Masters of the Universe collection. Each sold separately from Mattel.
Can Indiana Jones escape from the forces of evil? Can he survive 13 fiendish situations? Will Indy make it all the way? Find out in Atari's Raiders of the Lost Ark adventure game. It's diabolically difficult. It's mysterious. It's never the same twice. And it's only from Atari.
Fun? You're gonna have no fun and like it.
You better dial 911.
Oh dear, you gotta dial 911 again? Now, before we talk about Hell's Kitchen, I wanted to say that Sons of Anarchy was back this week. I was really excited to watch it, and it was very disturbing. Afterwards, I felt dirty.
I put the first season on my Netflix queue.
Awesome. So
I watched like the first three episodes. Like the last one I watched is whenever they blew something up. It's like the second or third episode, I think.
Yeah. I can't remember. But it's on Blu-ray, so I bet it looks awesome. It looks awesome on FX. But it this year, this season, Henry Rollins is on there as like this white supremacist. And it's pretty good. They do a good job of making these scary people. But it sucks that I'm the only one watching the show right now. I feel all alone.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. You have him then. You're not alone.
What was that, dude?
All right.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I bet you're really sorry. You know what I'm...
No, I'm saying, like, I'm...
I love that guy. I got to hear that one more time.
Honestly, I don't have a type anymore. I don't know, like, because I'm not the guy that okay, like, has a Asian fetish or anything. But... all that means is that I got like some. No, I'm saying like I'm not trying to be a jerk like that. Like that's a good thing.
That's
like,
not, this isn't edited. Not this
you're
is
not
the way talking.
Fitting the profile of the girl I like. Like you, I went out of my box of my type. No, I'm not saying it's better that you're not my type, but that's better that she ain't my type because I want to be with her. That's the thing. I don't know.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, I did no editing on that. I just pulled the 40-second clip and sent it to you.
That was crazy, that guy. I love how he just can't fight his
he
way
can't
out
articulate
of it
at all.
It's like, no. He's saying no because she's looking at him like, what? But she's not saying anything. No. So, guys, Hell's Kitchen, huh? We've been waiting for it. We've been waiting for Andy to cut his fingers off and never cook again and be rushed to the hospital. Did that happen on this episode? Not really.
No.
He cut his hand and got stitches and came back, and he didn't even go to the hospital in an ambulance. He went into a Hell's Kitchen, like, suburban, didn't he?
Hell's Kitchen suburban.
So, anyway.
That's all they could afford.
I got to ask you guys, did you watch this episode?
Yes.
Yes.
Did you see Dave the Robot at any time during the show?
Yes.
Did you hear Dave the Robot?
Yes.
Because there was a couple times where I laughed because I heard Dave the Robot come out, and I thought it was awesome. But I got to...
He has two sides. He has Dave, the slightly monotonous, articulate guy, and then there's Dave the Robot.
Right. I'm thinking it's because he's a cyborg. It's like half man, half robot.
Yeah, he's an android. His programming is kind of messed up.
Right. He's malfunctioned at some point.
Oh, wait, yeah, you're right. Cyborg, half man, half
robot. Right.
Because android would imply fully metal but with a living exoskeleton. Right.
Basically, he's got a external human tissue over a armored combat chassis, if you will.
Nice. With a CPU, that's good for in the kitchen.
With a culinary CPU or something like that.
Yeah, he's like, you know, it's like C-3PO has millions of languages being a protocol droid.
He's always wearing that hat because I think part of his skull is exposed and you would see the titanium alloy. So,
well, that's his USB alloy. Ports are up there.
Awesome.
His hand turns into a spatula.
That would be awesome. Now, we've been talking a lot about how Top Chef and Hell's Kitchen seem to do similar things. Mm-hmm. And they did, I believe, French cuisine on Top Chef this week, right, Bill?
Yeah, I wonder if there's like a spy different camps. Like,
this is like 3 weeks in a row. Yeah. And yeah. They also have escargot. And they also, they had, at the beginning of Hell's Kitchen, they did the quick fire competition, as I call it, because that's what they call it on Top Chef. And it's a, they make crepes, right?
Yeah.
And it's really awesome. And the best part, you know, every week they have to show us how Suzanne kisses a lot of ass. And it is kind of funny when he's like, so what did you make here? And she goes on and on about it and drives everyone crazy. But also, Dave, who seems at times the front runner, but I'm not sure, because Ariel I don't think has ever gotten yelled at all.
No, I don't think she has.
The guy with the sprained ankle does pretty well most of the time, but I can't tell.
He loves moving in and taking credit for things.
That's
that...
true. Van, I just think he's an idiot and he's going to get eliminated eventually.
He'll be out.
Especially that dipshit haircut he has where it's just straight. You know, it's like his bangs and it's like...
Bad Caesar.
It's just... Yeah, it's just because I think it's
a really, really bad Caesar.
Because it's supposed to be forward a little, like be in a point, but it's just like straight across. So anyway, let's check this out and let's see if we find Dave the Robot in here. Let's check it out.
These competitors have come to Hell's Kitchen in the hopes of learning from Chef Ramsay.
All right, let's do it.
And today, they have a special lesson in store for them.
One of the most important stages in my career was in France. And there's not any chef that would disagree that their base of knowledge reverts back to French cuisine. They started it, right? They set the tone. And the crepe is a French classic. It's delicious, simple, extraordinary. Now, your next challenge will test your creativity. Each team will produce four crepes. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert. Yeah. Show how it's done. JP, let's go. Vas-y, mon ami. Ah? Vous aimez les crêpes?
Très bien.
Oui?
Oui, absolument.
Chef Ramsay's up there speaking French with whistle britches.
Chef Ramsay never disappoints. I idolize that dude.
Whistle britches.
Now, in the kitchen, there's an array of ingredients that is mind-blowing. You have 20 minutes. Suzanne, what is that, please?
Chef, this is filet and onions with a couple poached quail eggs. I like the fact that the crepe is this kind of street food.
The crepe.
He just wants to know what the is in the crepe.
I like the fact that we can use decadent ingredients and still make very good flavorful food out of it, but not take it to this crazy, you know, level that doesn't represent the crepe very well.
Shut up already.
I cooked it with the onions, simmered them in stock to create kind of a gravy, if you will.
You saute meat and onions and put it inside a crepe. Just say that.
Wow. Yeah. Holy. Dave, what
is that? Oh my God, Dave, what happened?
The crepe challenge is all tied up. Now it's down to desserts. Unfortunately for Dave, his presentation is less than satisfactory.
Holy
what is that?
I made a cream cheese and mixed berry flavoring.
Why is it cold?
That was robotic.
Cream cheese.
Looks like a plate of diarrhea.
Oh.
Yeah, chef.
It doesn't matter how good something
actually,
tastes.
Actually, that's my
like
oil runoff.
I ain't eating that.
I asked for a crepe.
Yeah, if it looks like diarrhea, don't eat it.
Yes, chef.
No points. What a shame.
I'm hoping Sabrina's crepe came out terrible. I'm hoping for like
I don't know what to say, guys. I'm sorry. We had a horrible loss this morning, especially me. I'll be working very hard.
I love this guy.
To prove myself, or I know I'm history.
It was a nice, lovely French style lunch. We had boiled cow tongue.
This was nasty.
Some baguette. And some head cheese.
How's the head cheese? What's in that?
Everything, ma'am.
Are you seriously gonna eat that?
Head cheese? Hell yeah. You don't like head cheese?
No, I don't.
Good stuff.
Head cheese is a pig's head. They take
it's
the pig's
delicious,
head and
actually.
Boil it out. It's got a gelatinous kind of thing to it, but it's really flavorful. Absolutely delicious.
I'm not eating either of that, and that can't make me.
Not bad, bro. You try it.
I'm cool.
That's the meat right there.
Oh, that doesn't look bad. I gotta hook up some of that.
I tried to sample the cow tongue.
You did.
Just the smell of it alone.
It was disgusting.
You gotta come out the gate swinging.
What else do we have? A treadmill? Oh no!
Medic! I need a medic!
Oh Jesus!
There's been an explosion!
It's an hour before dinner.
There's cow tongue everywhere!
And in a great deal of pain.
Medic! I need a medic!
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah. It's just a tut, the center middle finger.
It's maybe the other fingers too.
About him. Andy, like the tips of his fingers were literally taken off. It was so deep and so horrible.
I have Andy. He needs to go to the clinic to get stitches on his three fingers.
Oh, man.
Andy, whatever.
I love that music.
Now he.
So Van is the only guy not injured.
You know, I thought that even though Andy's a dipshit or whatever, and he came back and he could barely use his hand, I thought that, you know, when Gordon Ramsay was like, "You look a guy right behind you, he's got a broken wrist, and that other guy's got a sprain." It's like, well, they've had it for a while. I just friggin' cut my hand, my fingers.
Yeah, you're right, because that it was probably all numbed up from a local anesthetic,
and he's trying to use it. You can tell he can't. Touch anything, like,
yeah,
so that was kind of bullshit, I thought, but
he was gonna get kicked off anyway.
Yeah, and you know, I thought it was funny how they had
because
like
didn't Ramsay tell him to get the F out even before he injured himself?
Remember, he's making a salad and there's too much dressing in it, and he starts freaking out over that.
But you don't know what episode that came from.
Yeah, no shit.
That's true, Steven.
It's like his hand wasn't even injured yet, even though it was after, so I'm very
That's
confused.
Very true. They love to pick and choose their editing.
But why? What is with the making them every once in a while make them eat something gross for lunch as a punishment?
They do that every season, and quite frankly, head cheese is good. Growing up in southwestern Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, the Polish thing, head cheese is, you know.
Why does it have to have such
common.
A gross name, head cheese?
Well, it's, you know, it just is what it is. It's I've never heard it called anything else, but just boiling a cow tongue, that's gross. Like, you need to, I mean, that. How can you expect anyone to eat just boiled cow tongue?
Head cheese? Hell yeah.
Yeah. Hell Let's see what Dave thought about it.
Barf all over the plate.
Yeah.
Barf all over the plate.
But, you know, the one thing that I like about Dave is he always seems to work his ass off, don't you think? I mean, he seems like a front runner.
I'll be incredibly... I was very impressed with what he was doing.
I'll be working very hard, nonstop.
Who died?
looks like this.
Wow.
Came out terrible.
That is in my programming to work very hard.
I can't believe my programming made it come out terrible.
I love when...
I do not have
he
a crepe
has that
program.
Horrible crepe, but I love the way he goes, "What's in your crepe?"
I made a cream cheese and mixed berry flavoring.
Cream cheese and mixed berry.
It's like, how does he talk like that? He's a friggin' robot.
You know what else he might be? Why he wears the hat?
Why?
He might actually be a post-op conehead.
Yeah. No, he's a Sith Lord.
A Sith Lord?
Yes, exactly. Yes. A Sith Lord. So I think it's funny. Every week, Suzanne almost gets eliminated. And he even goes, "Suzanne, take off your jacket." And they show Tennille like, "And get over on the blue team." He's just doing it to annoy Tennille or something. I don't know.
I think you're right.
But, yeah. I'm sorry. All I could do is pay attention to Dave's voice during this episode.
It's hard not to, because every time he talks, I start laughing.
Barf all over the plate.
Barf all over the plate.
So let's talk about Top Chef, Bill. This week they were doing French cuisine. This seems very familiar. But you know what? I got to ask you this, Bill. Have you ever had escargot?
No, I have never had snails.
There's something about it where, you know, okay, I don't have an advanced palate or whatever. I just don't want to ever eat snails. What about you, Steven? Have you?
I have, yeah.
Look at that escargot.
I have had escargot.
How was it? Just kind of like meh?
Yeah, it
salty.
Was rubbery.
It's just like you just eat it to eat it. And...
I was
well,
a,
that's
it
another
was a,
thing.
It was a, yeah, I worked in a steakhouse and we made.
What about frog legs?
Yes.
Do you have those, Bill?
Yeah, I have.
How's that?
Those are actually really good.
That's another thing I just don't want.
And it doesn't taste like chicken.
It doesn't?
No, it's textured like chicken.
It's textured like chicken, but it almost kind of tastes a little swampy.
It's a little fishy tasting.
Yeah.
I don't want to eat that. I guess I would if, say...
If this coming from the guy who's never tried New England clam chowder.
Yes. I think here's what it is. If we lived in the colony, I might try it.
Who said
New England clam chowder is quite possibly one of the most delicious things ever.
I've never had clam chowder, Steven.
Oh.
And if I have and I was little, I don't remember. I don't know.
What about fried clams?
No, I don't eat clams, period.
Oh, fried calamari?
Yes.
Oh, I've had calamari, yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? Clam is a little grainier a texture, not as rubbery. So if you've had calamari, you know.
I like shrimp and lobster.
Then you'd like clams.
I don't really like crab that much. And I've had duck. I don't really like duck that much. Maybe I just haven't had it cooked right. I don't know.
That's possible.
Yeah, you could like anything if it's cooked right.
You know, the snails I had were in this garlic butter with mushroom caps.
Barf all over the plate.
And it was just, the garlic was either too strong. The snail is actually kind of very kind of tough. And
came out terrible.
It can also have sand in it.
So on Top Chef, did you like how they had an elimination during the quick fire, Bill? With the escargot?
Yeah, I think they needed to because they had way too many people that aren't of Top Chef quality.
It seems like the twins are the front runners, doesn't it?
They're kicking ass and taking names.
At the beginning, they were like, "We even have twins," and I was like, "Yeah, whatever." You know, it's just like, but every week it seems like they're kicking some ass. And that girl Jennifer, who was teamed up with
one of them, her lots.
She seems extremely talented too, and it looks like
she's cute and she's got like she's really confident.
Well, there's the other guy seems kind of douchey with the arm tats, and he's like
the guy who said he's Greek.
Yeah, he's always teamed up with the other twin guy, and he's like,
yeah.
It always seems like he does the part that's not as impressive, you know?
Exactly. He rides coattails.
All right.
Huh? So anyway, let's see what happens. Where there's this big black guy. He seems like a really nice guy and all this.
Yeah, he's does. Talented. He's just...
He's from where again? I can't remember.
He's from Haiti.
I can't understand a word he's saying.
No.
And he got this really talky, like, chick who's second-guessing everything she's doing, so she keeps talking to him about it, and the guy is just in hell. Let's go ahead and check this out and see if we can decipher what he's saying. What do you say?
Let's do it.
I ain't eating that.
Huh? Van, your time's over. We're talking about Top Chef, okay?
How you looking?
I'm great. Totally pull me away if that's a priority.
I got it. I'm good. I have made frog legs probably 250 different ways because I have a lot of training in classical French, so hopefully I can knock them out.
So I'm going to put a little garlic in the parsley oil, but I want you to taste it before I put it in to make sure it's not too hot.
Okay.
Because I trust your opinion.
My personality is very simple, but Robin a little hyper.
This is all just me, you know, picking herbs and getting, I'm going to chop some parsley and rinse it. These are for squeezing for the sauce tomorrow, so this isn't high priority. I was thinking of a salad. What's your thoughts on that?
I think that my partner is Robin because no one want to work with her because she's all over the place. Do Robin and I make a good pair? I take the fifth.
They didn't do too good, did they? I can remember. They didn't. They weren't up for elimination.
They weren't in the worst, but they weren't very good.
Yeah, you know, it's really sad that the French chef did the worst, really.
Yeah, and he was serving to all these icons of French cookery. Like Joel Robuchon and Daniel Bouillot and Huber Keller was there.
Yeah,
I think like, dude, you just fell flat on your face.
He must have been nervous or something. But the one Hispanic guy, I forget what his name is, he messed up with the meat, and that's why he got
Oh, man, meat. He hacked the shit out of that.
Yeah, you could tell he was just screwed. When they're like, oh, I can't eat this or whatever, you know, you're screwed. It's just like disgusting, right? So, anyway, Top Chef, I'm entertained every week, and they need a robot on that show.
I made a cream cheese and mixed berry flavoring.
Can you imagine if he came out and did that?
God, I wish
I bet you everyone at the table would start cracking up. Like, what did you make?
Hard, nonstop.
I don't know how berries taste.
Yeah.
So I mix them together.
It's like, how do you cook, Dave, if you're a robot? Do you have taste buds?
Came out terrible.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
He has a taste sensor.
Oh.
He doesn't know what things taste like, but he has programming to know what goes together.
No, I'm saying, like,
Huh? All right, let's talk about The Colony. The coolest thing about this episode, Bill, was that they made a solar-powered trike.
Like that thing was badass. I want one.
They made like this giant three-wheeled vehicle that's solar-powered, and they could just haul ass in it. That was pretty cool. They could haul ass in it, and that was cool. But they also had this weird moment where the water came on, and there's holes and pipes. That was dickheaded of the creators of the show,
yeah,
wasn't it?
That's crooked. And to have the holes in the pipes in the bedroom.
Just get all their clothes and bedding wet.
The producers probably said, well, why don't you just make your bedroom in this room here?
Yeah.
Like thinking, we can throw that at them later on.
Yeah, just to kind of screw with them. The one weird thing is the one chick made like the little airship with a camera. That was a waste of time.
Yeah. Well, you know what's funny is that chick, the rocket scientist, is always doing these waste of time projects.
She did the radio also.
Why were they doing that? I was trying to know what they were. They're trying to use it for surveillance, I guess.
Yeah, to look around. They were just giving her busy work. But also, she made the record player, and that was kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
But
I mean, in the grand scheme of things.
But the airship that had to be connected via wires to look around, you couldn't see shit on that monitor anyway.
No, all you could see was them trying to wrestle with it.
Yeah, and then it went in the razor wire. But the one moment that was gross is when it was flooding, is the toilets were overflowing.
Ugh.
Oh, those look so nasty. And Mike is trying to fix everything. He sticks his hand in, he's trying to clean it out. He cuts his hand while in the old urine and it was
cock-a-doody poopy.
Oh man, it was so nasty.
I ain't eating that.
Well, no one expects
neither,
you to.
Neither am I, Van.
Barf all over the plate.
Exactly. Well, let's go ahead and check this out. And the funniest thing is the nurse, Allison, I believe is her name, right, Bill?
She's got an attitude, man.
I like her, and I thought it was great when, because Mike, I'm sorry, I do not condone
like
talking to people like they're stupid, and when he does that, I couldn't handle this guy in reality. I'm telling you right now, I don't care how helpful he is, I couldn't be rational with someone talking to me the way he does, so I understand when people get pissed off at him. But I love the her whole body language changes, like, kind of like, oh, really?
You need me?
And she just stands here staring at me. It's like, you got to do something right now. It's just funny. Let's check it out. Good times, you guys. I just can't stop laughing.
Holy shit.
Okay.
The toilet just overflowed. I'm just letting you know there's pooey poo coming this way. Lots of poo. Lots of watery poo.
Who flushed the toilet?
It was all the way up.
Oh, man. Oh, crap.
Definitely. If it floods in here with raw sewage, we're screwed. Allison, if you've got a job, you better do it right now. Give me some damn rubbing alcohol now.
I'm a very good nurse, and I know one thing, and that Mike will never speak to me that way. Nobody will ever walk into an emergency room the way that Mike was yelling and screaming and get treated.
I cut myself inside the toilet. Get me some disinfectant.
She just stands there and looks at
him. Never mind. Never mind.
No one talks to me that way. Nobody.
Worthless nurse.
You can cut your finger off.
It's not life-threatening. He will survive and he will be okay.
Week-old urine. This is how I got my last staph infection. It almost killed me.
Yikes.
Isn't she a nurse? Doesn't she know that stagnant sewage and urine is bad for you?
Why did he stick his hand in week-old urine before?
Oh, he's a handyman, you know.
What is he not telling us?
That's a poo.
Yikes. So basically he's done this even in the real world before civilization collapsed.
Is he a fecophiliac?
Well, he's a handyman. You know, he's always cleaning up toilets and stuff. That's what sucks is he's doing the same thing in the, you know, the fall of civilization. What did you
think? He's practicing for the colony for real life.
Yeah. When they have the people who need food and water, isn't that sad? They had children there.
That's, you know what, when you're in that situation, that's unnecessary screwing with them.
And they have the guy with the prosthetic arm, and he's limping, and it's just like, we feel horrible. I love Mike, he's like, it's not like anybody out there is related to you. And the lady, the guy's wife was out there.
I'm looking for my husband.
Like, and he's just like, oh, great, like we have any food. And what is that was so creepy when they go out to that little trailer park thing, and that lady was real scary looking. They start
with the jacked up teeth and the weird looking eyes.
It's like, get the hell out of here! It's like, oh, fuck.
Don't come back.
You ever seen the hills have eyes? Oh shit, let's get out of here!
You know, now that I think about it, they're in L.A. and all of a sudden they're in the South.
Yeah, get the hell out of here!
I was trying to figure out when they were doing, you know, John's little interview with, you know, at the side, his hair's all freaking Einstein.
Don't
you
love his hair and his beard? It's like,
I love how unkempt he is. He just doesn't even care about where his hair is.
He's
or
also
what it's doing.
Always working with electricity, so I guess like.
I like him. He's funny.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's really smart. And even Mike says, I really respect him. It drives me nuts when he's like, you know, he can't figure out what he's trying to do or whatever. I don't think Mike has patience for anyone.
No, he doesn't.
I do think he's really smart and handy, but he just can't work with people. He needs to be like the Unabomber and have a little workshop away from people.
Well, at the beginning, he asked someone to help him cut the wheelbase off.
Oh, that was great.
And then he just takes over, and she walks away. He's like, I would have walked away. Screw you.
Oh, I know people like that who they don't. You know, it's like you're there to help, and then they do everything.
Yeah, if you ask for help, it implies help, not
why am I just standing
around and wait till I tell you when I need you?
And then while you're watching them, they're like, oh, God, I can't do this.
No.
Well, yeah. It's like, well, you know what? Screw you. Bye.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, you want to be a big baby? He's like just making
You want to cut it? Go cut it.
Yeah.
And he is very loud and childish and obnoxious.
Oh, my God. He made her cry. Oh, I wonder
that
why.
That wasn't from this week.
All right.
What?
A Sith Lord?
A Sith Lord?
I think Mike is a Sith Lord.
I think he is. So, guys, what do you say? We don't have any True Blood or Entourage? Thank God there's no Entourage. I needed a break from the Entourage.
True Blood, finally, the finale.
Next Sunday.
Sunday.
Yes. Now, guys, let's do the news!
Is like the best thing ever.
Oh, well, thanks.
Not really of.
Jesus. All right, Bill, what do we got in the news this week?
All right, these are my favorite kind of stories, the ones where it's just such a coincidence. Huntington, West Virginia, a labor organization's voice... for a drug-free workforce, found himself behind bars this week, charged with cultivating a massive marijuana grow.
Whoa.
Now, this this guy does the voiceover for this union ad for a drug-free workforce, and the ad goes, "Nobody wants to work next to anybody whose judgment is impaired by drugs or alcohol. We don't just talk a drug-free workforce. We do something about it. The union workforce is a drug-free workforce." Yet here's Aaron Seals, 56, accused Wednesday of cultivating marijuana and possessing the drug with an intent to deliver, and he was jailed on a $52,000 bond. The police sergeant said that he had a marijuana factory, included more than 100 plants and sophisticated hydroponic systems to grow the crops indoors. Wow, that's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, got me worked up. Now, come on.
Nice.
But I guess what happened was that they had stopped him for a speeding and a defective tail light. And they found marijuana cigarettes and a 25 caliber pistol in his car.
Oh, my God.
And that's whenever they got a search warrant for his home, and turned out he had a whole growing system.
Nice. That guy's got the shit worked out, doesn't he?
Yeah, I bet that makes him pretty penny, too. Too bad it's illegal.
Oh, you
Right, a Golden Meadow police officer who stopped a 61-year-old woman for having overtly tinted windows, then pepper sprayed her,
holy
has
shit.
Been fired.
Oh, that poor girl.
Darren Charpenter, who 2-year veteran of the force, was terminated following a meeting Wednesday attended by 30 residents complaining. Jennifer Kellis, who required medical treatment for heavy bruising and the effects of the pepper spray, said she was stopped by Charpentier twice in 5 days for the windows being too dark. The woman told the Huma Courier about getting stopped by the officer. "I got out of my truck and said, 'What did I do?' He said, 'I'm stopping you for your tinted windows.' She said she bought the truck like that. She drives up and down the bayou, and you're going to stop me for tinted windows? He said, 'Are you arguing with me?'"
Uh-oh.
Callis said she went inside and got her husband, and when she went back outside, the officer asked her for a license and proof of insurance. She told him no and that she would call the state police. Charpentier then threatened to arrest her if she did so. Kaus's husband said the LaForge Parish deputy arrived on the scene as backup, and they, the local cop, Charpentier, asked the couple not to call the state police and left without issuing a ticket. Then the next incident, whenever he stopped her, he jumped through her window. She grabbed her cell phone. When she looked at him, he pepper sprayed her, handcuffed her hand, and was trying to pull her out of the vehicle. She said she was in fear for her life and didn't want to get out. So I guess he was kind of pissed off about the first incident. So he's probably hunting her. Like,
what just happened?
Man, next time I see her, I'm totally going to get her ass.
You're crap.
The screwed up UK system for courts is pretty screwed up. A millionaire businessman is facing jail for attacking a career criminal who held his family hostage at knife point. Munir Hussein, 52, was told he'd be killed when three raiders invaded his home. He and his wife, their teenage daughter, and two sons were ordered to lie on the floor of the living room with their hands behind their backs. But the Hussein's teenage son managed to escape through a window. When the men realized that, two of them fled. Hussein then threw the coffee table at the third man, hitting him in the face. His older son, 20, joined the fight, and although the robber tried to escape, he was bundled into the nearby garden. That's when this guy sued him, and now he's saying that it was excessive force against the burglar.
You better dial 911.
Yeah, so don't try to hit anybody that breaks into your home in the UK. You might get sued by them.
That really sucks, man. You can't throw.
Yeah, I mean, you're defending yourself. You're defending your family, and it's wrong to fight back, I guess.
Well, it's like in the what is that? It's here too. Like if they're fleeing.
Yeah, if you're fleeing, but if somebody's in my house with my family, aren't
well,
I allowed to kill
him?
He
was out in the garden. Oh, he's fleeing. He's at that point. He's fleeing.
He could get away.
He could get
he's
away.
Not threatening you. Yeah, I guess that sucks.
I mean,
yeah, but I can under. It's semantics.
I understand. Your rage is going to take over at that point, but drag the dude back inside the house.
Holy shit!
Right, an armed elderly woman.
That's the best kind, baby.
Yeah. Well,
Jesus.
Not when they're hallucinating.
Uh-oh. No.
An 84-year-old woman with a rifle and threatening to use it prompted police to move dozens of residents of a senior community in New York on Wednesday. Police said the woman may have been hallucinating after taking new medication. Police said the elderly resident barricaded herself inside her apartment at the Middlecrest Crossing home and threatened to shoot. New York State Police and Middletown SWAT surrounded the home around 11:30 a.m. Authorities made contact with Bertha Burroughs and about 2 hours later convinced her to give up. She had a single-shot .22-caliber rifle on her. Oh, come on.
Yeah, right.
Although it was unloaded, police said she did have ammunition on her.
It's not loaded.
Police said that she believed someone was trying to poison her and was stealing from her.
She could load that shotgun, I bet, really fast. Like a duck on a June bug, Steven.
A 46-year-old Suquamish man.
Huh?
Yeah, I've never heard of Suquamish.
Is that French?
It's a place. Suquamish. No, it's in the States. Was arrested Saturday night after he was found naked and high on meth.
Holy.
In a Poulsbo residence.
Aw, crap.
Officers were called to the 20,000 block of Viking Avenue around 11 p.m. The 911 caller said he had a naked man at gunpoint. The 46-year-old was detained and interviewed. He said he thought he was being chased by police and had crawled through a sewage line. He admitted to being high on meth. Oh, at least he was forthcoming. Two men, one of whom was the 911 caller, told police they were house-sitting and found the house broken into when they arrived there. They said food in the house had been hidden by the suspect in a laundry basket in the back bedroom. Maybe he was getting it for Ronald.
Holy shit.
He needs to make sure he drinks his powdered milk every day.
You thought, just go!
Police also found the man's clothes in the home, which appeared to be soiled, so he shit himself and took his clothes off.
He shit himself?
Well, that's what it means when it says they were soiled.
Aw, crap.
Literally, right?
Pooey-poo coming this way. Lots of poo.
Lots of poo. A 46-year-old man was arrested after Palm Bay police said he signed for a neighbor's package delivery and then sold the laptop to a pawn shop.
Sex and
Norman
dragon.
Taylor was charged with grand theft, dealing in stolen property, and possession of marijuana after police were called to an apartment complex to investigate reports of a missing package. The victim called Palm Bay police after the $400 laptop she ordered failed to be delivered. The woman first notified federal express officials and had the package traced. FedEx officials told the woman that Taylor, who lives in the area, signed and accepted the package while she was away. Police talked to Taylor, who admitted to signing for the item. Police said the delivery box ripped open and with the label missing was found in his apartment. Way to go, bud.
No.
Police said the marijuana was also located. The computer was later found at a nearby pawn shop, police said.
Nice.
What an asshole.
Wow.
So he pawned it for marijuana.
Wow. I thought marijuana was supposed to be like, you wouldn't do shit like that. That's like the heavier drugs, you know?
Well, somebody deliver a laptop to your door.
You dick!
Well, you know what? FedEx is screwed up for, you know, the driver should have never, you know, let somebody else sign for
right.
it.
That's true.
One last story. Police were called to Mountain View Drive early Friday to investigate reports of an intoxicated man urinating on cars.
Oh, shit.
While officers were en route, a man allegedly got dressed. The witness said he was completely naked, wasn't wearing any pants, of course. And the witnesses said they heard him yell, "Return of the Jedi."
What?
While men were naked and entwined.
All right,
so there was more than one. They found three men, 29-year-old and two 23-year-olds on a porch. All appeared to be drunk, surrounded by empty alcohol bottles, denied they'd been involved in the incident. We got our clothes on, must not have been us, one said.
What?
Witnesses identified the three as the men who had been causing the disturbance. So I guess maybe they were naked, drunk, and wanted to have sword fights?
Whoa.
I mean, why else would you scream Return of the Jedi?
Are you sure?
Were you, you know, having hallucinations of Ewoks?
Wouldn't it have been better if he's like a Sith Lord?
A
Sith Lord?
Yes, a Sith Lord.
That's news for this week.
All right, Bill. Thanks for doing the... Not the DVDs. Thanks for doing the news this week, Bill.
You're welcome.
Huh?
Turn of the Jedi!
Woo! And he's like streaming everywhere. Woo! Turn of the Jedi! Hey, man, you remember that Rancor? Shit! Woo!
Totally pissing on that car, man.
Dude, man, you're getting all over me. Woo! Hey, man, Gamorrean guard. Shit! Woo!
I am Darth Nihilus.
Hey, nine-numb some of this shit. Woo!
Nine-numb.
What the hell is he talking about, man?
Lippity-gobbly-gobbly-gobbly.
Whoa, no. Yeah, better.
Why is it that the co-pilots always had to be aliens that didn't speak English?
You're very funny. See, that's what Jar Jar, he shouldn't have spoken English. I think it would have been much more doable if...
I think I would have been able to tolerate him more if he didn't speak English.
Or something like... You know, I always thought like the tougher looking Gungans that you didn't understand what they were saying could have been like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this conversation wants to make me slip my wrist.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, we can't have Star Wars conversations. What do you guys say we do some DVDs? Because, Steven, you need it, don't you?
I need some DVDs.
Steven, are you falling asleep, huh?
No.
Not go sleepy.
Not go sleepy.
All right, let's check it out. DVDs! season. Ow!
Let's do some DVDs! HD, Blu-ray, still had it for the shot! DVDs!
Woo! I love the DVD song! Huh? What the hell? What the hell's going on here?
You lie.
Why'd that guy say that? What the... Hey, dude! Yeah! Right into the beer bottles! Am I right, Steven, huh?
No.
Oh, my God. I killed her boyfriend. Well, the guy was a douche, right? Huh? Oh!
He was a tool.
Steven.
Ow! Damn.
Bill.
What? You son of a bitch!
No, seriously! Ah! Ah, right into the beer bottles again, man. We got end caps of beer bottles everywhere here, Steven. You know what I mean?
Like
all right, Bill, hard-working DVDs.
I'll be working very hard, nonstop.
yes, thank you, Dave.
So am I. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Robot Dave.
Tuesday, September 15th, 2009. DVDs starting off with the DVD and Blu-ray release of American Werewolf in London, Full Moon Edition.
Full Moon Edition, what could that mean? Special stuff?
That it's...
Big asses everywhere.
Got ass on it, yeah.
Huh?
It says... Features, Walked with a Werewolf, Beware the Moon, Making of Featurette, Interview with John Landis, Makeup Artist Rick Baker,
awesome.
Casting of the Hand, Outtakes, Storyboards, Photograph Montage, Feature Commentary with David Naughton and Griffin Dunn.
What the hell, dude? I thought we killed your ass. Thank you. You know what? I love American Werewolf in London. I think
the
it's
Blu-ray
a great movie. Oh, sorry.
Has DTS HD Master Audio in 5.1.
Nice God. Yes, DTS.
Oh, my Lord.
Jason's a little happy.
Huh? No, that wasn't me.
You've got me worked up. Now, come on.
Oh, it was Russell Brand. Gross.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not sure. But, hey, Bill, I'm a big fan of American Werewolf in London. It's a great movie.
It really is. It's one of my favorite HD DVDs also. It looks gorgeous.
It's got the best dream sequence in a movie ever. Because, remember, it does the fake out dream where you think he's awake but he's not. It's awesome. And it's got the best Muppet Show scene I've ever seen in a movie also. And
it's also kind of depressing.
I think that John Landis, there was a time where he was just in his
directing zone.
Yes, but unfortunately there's a lot of tragedy and stuff there and stuff like that. Vic Morrow died on Twilight Zone, and I think it was all downhill from there, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think that really messed him up.
No, I'm saying, like, I...
Huh?
What the... Vic Morrow really wasn't his type.
Steven. Oh, sorry.
All right, next DVD and Blu-ray...
Yes.
...is a rather pathetic release from Universal.
Oh, no.
Army of Darkness Screwhead Edition.
Huh?
Now, this is the same theatrical 81-minute cut.
Came out terrible.
That came out terrible. it's not worth it. If anybody's a fan of the film, they should own the Region 3 Army of Darkness DVD put out by MGM. Which has a gorgeous transfer,
yes.
And it's the full cut with the flash-forward ending.
And, Bill, if anybody has ever seen the extended mini-Ash sequence, they would never want to watch the theatrical cut again.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't understand why they keep releasing these and they don't get a hold of that transfer that was used for the Region 3 DVD. Because it's like night and day.
I don't understand it either.
Even the Anchor Bay edition that had the director's cut and the theatrical cut.
Yeah.
That version looks horrid. And you can tell because they've like compiled it from VHS, whereas
and there's parts where the movie is like crystal clear, then all of a sudden it looks like shit with gauze over the screen.
Yeah, but the Region 3 edition, I think I even sent that to you one year for like your birthday or something.
Yeah, we were talking about regular DVD, right?
Yeah, regular DVD is gorgeous, and it's the full cut.
Definitely, it's awesome.
Yeah, and again, like you said, the whole mini Ash sequence, the kind of like Gulliver's Travels / Three Stooges kind of thing. Yeah.
I always love that where he's like, "Hey, little fella, how about some hot chocolate?" And he drinks the boiling
yeah,
water.
Yeah, drinks the boiling water.
I love you hear the guy going, "Ah!" His stomach. That's in the theatrical version too, but I just love that.
But it's, I would say pass.
Barf on all over the plate.
Blu-ray.
Yeah, do you think you should barf all over the plate with that, Bill?
Yeah.
I made a cream cheese and mixed berry flavoring.
Oh, good for you.
Well,
Dave.
Then that would be some delicious barf.
His programming is really working well. Mm-hmm. He can make stuff. You know, what do you think, Dave?
Came out terrible.
Okay. He's getting emotional.
He's obviously not very confident.
He's a self-hating robot.
He needs a confidence chip.
I'll be working very hard, nonstop.
Nobody talks like that.
Wow. Okay, Blu-rays continuing. This is a really good week for Blu-rays, like catalog titles and such. Going back a letter... back a couple. Amadeus Director's Cut is coming out on Blu-ray.
Absolutely.
The Takashi Kitano version of Zatoichi the Blind Swordsman is coming out on Blu-ray. Yes.
You know what? Amadeus is a great movie, and I haven't seen it in years. I'd love to see it on Blu-ray.
Yeah, the HD DVD is gorgeous, and... it's one of my all-time favorite films.
You know, I'm not kidding when I say last weekend I let my wife pick the movie. This week, vengeance is mine and we're going to watch Fast and Furious.
Oh, no.
Because last week
terrible.
She made me watch Room with a View on Blu-ray. I shall have my revenge! No, but
she made you watch Room with a View?
Well, I was willing to watch it. I even bought it for her like last Christmas. And you know what? It is a good movie. I gotta
admit, that's not bad. I own it.
Merchant Ivory. Steven, you love them, right?
Mm-hmm.
You really?
Little Howard's End.
My favorite Zac Efron.
It's coming out on Blu-ray this year. Huh? Hit her that too.
It's like the best thing ever.
Yes, it is.
Zac Efron is the best.
And
all right, on DVD, Death Sentence, unrated. I've never seen this, but I've wanted to for a while.
That's with Kevin Bacon, right?
Correct.
You know, there was one day, I haven't seen the film either, but flipping channels, it was on, because they showed it on like Showtime, I believe, or one of those. And it was a scene, just brief moment, Kevin Bacon blows the dude's finger off. Like he's flipping off and he goes, blows his finger off. And I was like, whoa, what the heck? You know, it's just like you're not expecting that as you're flipping channels. It's just like very graphic imagery. And then his finger flew into an end cap of beer bottles, Steven. It was really cool.
Was this at a brewery? Did
it was like
the McKenzie brothers come and turn into
beer
Elsinore?
It was at the same grocery store that Cobra took place.
Was it the Axe Gang that killed his son in that?
Yeah, because remember he goes, "It's okay, I don't shop here." Awesome.
I love that movie.
I am a gay.
Oh, okay.
Good to know.
Speaking of gay, Hairspray, the deluxe edition.
Came out now, terrible.
This isn't the John Waters version, but...
The remake!
The musical remake with John Travolta in full-on fat suit drag.
Holy
prancing around.
Holy shit. Scary.
I don't wish that on anyone.
You know, I watched that, you know, kind of in the background. It was on HBO. Hey.
Oh.
And, you know what? Yeah, I don't care. I can't believe the John Waters version is any good either.
Because,
you know, my cousin who... What?
Nothing.
Did you say you own it?
I said he enjoys it.
He said he enjoys it.
No, I didn't. No, I think that...
No, I'm saying that Steven said he enjoys it.
Oh, sorry,
I said
Steven.
Jason enjoyed it.
No, you said you enjoy it.
Yeah, I don't remember where I was going with this, but I was just saying that the fact that someone remade a John Waters film, or I'm not a really big fan of John Waters, honestly.
No, neither am I.
It's like trashy. So I understand there's an audience for that, but I lived with my cousin at one time, and she made me watch these movies, and
That's just wrong.
I just like, no. What do you think, Steven, huh?
Well, we worked with someone also that wanted us to watch the older John Waters stuff, Desperate Living and all that crap. Like
Pink Flamingos? Dude, I'm going to vom right now thinking about this.
Isn't that the one where he eats the dog shit?
Barball
over the
plate. Oh, okay. Edgy's? Hell yeah.
Next DVD is
lots of poo.
The terrific Graham Lennon show, The IT Crowd, the complete third season on DVD.
See, what? They release this DVD every week.
The IT Crowd? Well, they've released the first season, second season, now it's time for the third season.
Oh my gosh.
And you guys keep saying it's good, right? Good stuff.
Very funny show.
I've watched it. Was funny, yeah.
All right.
Next DVD is actually a collection of... two films. The Lawnmower Man collection.
Oh, yeah, boy! Cybo Man!
Now, I do not know if the original Lawnmower Man in this is the... uncut version available on Laserdisc and still not
God here.
Still not available on DVD, so it's not.
That movie is so awesome. At the end, he proves, I will show you what a god I am. I'll make every phone ring in the world. Ding! At the very end, all the phones ring, Steven. It's so scary.
It scared the shit out of me.
And when he's like, my intellect is surpassed yours, Dr. Jennings. You know, the one part where they're having, like, cyber sex, he's doing it with Jenny Wright, and she's, like, really hot, but he, like, fries her brain or whatever. The part is so silly. The whole movie is just ridiculous.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. And the second one actually had Matt Frewer as Job.
Yeah, what the hell was that?
I guess he was trying to get back into the whole digital character thing.
Came out terrible.
I've never actually seen that one, so... I'm going to save my opinion for that, Dave, okay? Is that all right?
I'll be working very hard, nonstop.
Okay.
All right, Dave. Thank you for that.
He's a very special robot, you guys.
And he needs his processor upgraded.
He only has certain responses. You guys know that, right?
Misery on Blu-ray.
You dirty bird.
That really is one of the funniest, creepiest movies ever.
It really is. Have you read the book, Steven?
I tried. I couldn't get into the book.
The movies, oh man. Everybody loves the hobble scene, right?
yeah, everyone loves the feet getting sledgehammered.
It is a good, disturbing movie. It's a kind where, I mean, it's been on before. I'm like, I don't feel like watching this right now. You got to be in the right mindset to watch it. You have to be in the right mindset to watch it, Steven.
I was not in the right mindset to read it.
But it drives me crazy how just any kind of movie, not just Misery, when somebody is trapped somewhere where they're against their will, it always bothers me.
I'm concerned about him.
Me too. Me too, Dave.
And finishing the DVDs, well, actually not. There's one more after this one. Varsity Blues Deluxe Edition. A movie that I actually like. That's a teeny bopper film with James Vanderbeek.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I like it, but I've seen it. And Scott Kahn's great in it.
He's great in everything, including Entourage.
It's like the best thing ever.
Yes.
And Paul Walker's not that bad in it, and John Voight's good in it. It's kind of like Friday Night Lights before Friday Night Lights was ever Friday Night Lights.
Because it was based on the same article.
Yeah, it was.
But, yeah, I'll take Friday Night Lights. But
yeah,
you know,
the film Friday Night Lights is excellent. So
you got to love Bubba, though. Remember
with
guy,
the pet
Bubba?
Pig?
Yeah.
They
scan my cat. Yeah, that's good stuff.
He has a heart attack during the game.
Came out terrible.
Yeah.
All right. Now it's time for the last DVD.
All right. Woohoo! I'm excited. What is it?
Easily the worst film of the summer, X-Men Origins Wolverine on DVD and Blu-ray.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. I keep seeing commercials to it. It's like, get it now.
Own the first blockbuster of the summer. And I'm like, yeah, I'll pass. Thanks.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it. I got to see how bad this is.
Oh, you have to see how god-awful it is. It's one of the absolute worst movies I've ever seen.
What do you say we make Rick watch it?
Okay.
Yeah, we've been making him watch old movies. Why doesn't he watch a new release?
Watch a new movie. Watch Wolverine. Because this movie is terrible.
I got to see it.
The whole ending set piece is such a joke.
Yeah. The what?
None of it makes any sense whatsoever.
Aw, crap.
It's bad.
It's
bad,
basically
bad,
like a
bad.
Jumbled, convoluted mess.
Yeah, it is. And the CGI is some of the worst I've ever seen in a big budget movie.
What I think is funny, though, when that movie came out, like, automatically people were like, Deadpool movie is coming soon. People are like, oh, yeah, that'll be cool. It's like, why do you expect that to be good if this wasn't good? You know, it's like, why announce it's like you see a shitty movie and they announce a spinoff coming up. Well, why would you get excited about that? I don't understand.
I told you, I worked with some people. Oh, Wolverine was a great movie.
Sweet.
Okay.
What happens if I watch it and I love it? That's what I want to know.
You won't, so you don't even have to worry about that.
Holy shit.
Yes. And I want everybody to remember Viejo.
You remember me, Viejo?
Oh, wait. Remember
Viejo.
Yeah, you don't remember him, but remember that guy. Does that mean...
It sounds like some sort of memorial.
Does that... you remember Viejo. Does that mean asshole? What does that mean?
No, it means old man.
Oh.
You remember me, Viejo?
Yeah, I remember you. Yeah, took that
You're
sucker
the guy
out.
Who fell into the bottles.
God damn, that makes me mad.
All right, Bill, is that all the DVDs?
That's DVDs for this week.
Oh, hell yeah. Thanks for doing the DVDs this week.
You're welcome.
It's not a job. It's an adventure.
Thank you. Good night.
That's right.
Here all week, try the veal. And see.
I'll be working very hard, nonstop.
All right. All right, everybody. That was episode 176 of Nowhere in Mulberry. If you'd like to leave us a voicemail, call 1-206-202-3491. Also, go to nimpodcast@gmail.com and leave me an email if the Book Slinger podcast isn't working. I hope that...
Oh, you just came up with a new name for our book shows.
The Book Slinger.
Book Slinger podcast.
It sounds like, when is this storm going to end? I've been waiting for the show to cut out, like, during the whole show. Like, while you're doing the news,
we made it.
We keep getting different.
Don't jinx it. Jeez.
While he was doing the news, it was pouring. You could hear it, and I was like, shit, the power's going to cut off any minute now.
Well, we hit that little blink.
Yeah, and there was, like, a blink. I swear, it, like, stuttered for a second. I was like, oh, shit. But so far, everything's okay. So, everybody, if you'd like to go to nowhereinmulberry.com, you can find links to Mulberry Old School. After the show, and the lunchtime show. I don't know why you'd want to listen to those, but you can if you want. And you know what's funny is because Ken, Positively Ken, in the forum, he mentioned the the old review shows. He goes, I remember when you guys were reviewed by these different shows. None of them are around anymore. And I was like, I think that one review show is, but I couldn't remember the name of it. So I went back and listened to the after the show where we totally lose our minds over this review of this podcast. And it was called Upon Further Review, where they're criticizing how, you know, things are monotonous, or we play clips are too long, or our skits, our little jokes don't work out too well, or what the hell are they talking about? You know?
Yeah, I didn't know we did sketches.
So it was pretty funny going back and listening to that.
It's also well scripted.
But I can't believe how angry that I come off in it. I was almost a little embarrassed. I'm just angry, you know? It's like...
Is that one still around, that review show?
I think they are. But it's just like the fact that they're talking about my baby. And I know that I, you know, suggested...
No one puts your baby in a corner. Sorry.
That's right, Bill. That is exactly... Nothing could be truer, though.
I apologize.
And you know what? It's almost like in the back of my mind that I was like, whether they give it a good review or a bad review, I know we will have material for the show.
Yeah.
Right? So I was actually thinking of the show to begin with.
I still never understood why anybody did a podcast that reviewed other podcasts. That just felt kind of weird for me.
I know. It's like, I don't have anything to talk about. So I know, well, let's review stuff. And I know people could say, hey, wait a second. You guys, no. We don't review anything. We just talk about it. We're having discussions, right, Steve?
Yeah.
I don't go, hey, guys, this week's Hell's Kitchen, I give it a 5. 5 out of 10. What about you, Steve? That'd be so gay, wouldn't it?
To make fun
pissed
of it
off to the highest pistivity, bro.
Make fun of bits of it, or whatever you want to call it, you know, that we're doing.
Right. I think I'm spending too long talking about these people. But I just got to tell you that when that thing first happened, we had a lot of fun, if you want to go back and listen to it. I remember, Steven, you were pissed, man. Oh, my God. Do you remember that, Bill?
Yeah, that was really, really embarrassing for all of us.
He was smashing the friggin' end cap of our beers.
I'm just glad that Steve finally learned.
I learned to control my anger.
Yeah, you finally learned how to control it. Yes.
We didn't like you angry, Steven.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
You better dial 911.
Yeah, exactly. So, Bill, I got to ask you, next week, is it next week or the week after, like Monday, is your birthday, right?
Sunday. Sunday is my birthday, the 20th. Yeah.
Sunday. So your family's coming over to wish you a very merry birthday. And so you're wondering, you're not sure if we're doing a show next week, right?
Yeah. My sister, brother-in-law, and nephew are coming in Friday night. I don't know what time Friday night.
So it's best to just say now we're not going to do show?
Yeah, probably not.
Because I'm flying in late, too. I don't get into like 8:30, so I was going to talk up after the show.
People are going to have like 2 shows next week anyway. They're going to have this show, and they're going to have the Wasteland show, hopefully.
Yeah, whether they enjoy it or not is up to them, but...
Hey, I'm going to edit that sucker left and right, and Dave is going to help me with it. What do you think, Dave?
Came out terrible.
Screw you, Dave! How dare you?
He's a robot.
He's a robot, so that didn't
kill
him. He's
going to work hard on it, though, right?
He's definitely. I'm going to have his ass working on it all weekend.
I'll be working very hard, nonstop.
Thank you, Dave. He's such a good handy robot to have around, Bill.
He really is. He keeps everyone together and... Never lets anybody drop the ball.
The bad part, though, is every once in a while he just vomits for no reason.
Barf all over the plate.
Yes, exactly.
And it's a white milky substance that really grosses people out.
It's like friggin' Ash and Alien. Ash is a goddamn robot. But, oh, he's made us a lovely entree right here, Steven. Mm.
I made a cream cheese and mixed berry flavoring.
Thank you.
It's delicious, Dave.
It looks like a pile of crap, but
it honestly looked like the cow pies that were at my grandparents' farm.
Holy, what is that?
Except his crepe didn't grow magic mushrooms.
Share some of this with Van, Steven. He wants some.
I ain't eating that.
Oh, whoa, that's very rude of you, man. Man, So what do you
man,
guys?
Van.
What are you? What the hell, Van? The hell, man? I got nothing. Shut up, Jason. All right, guys. See you next
2 weeks.
See you in 2 weeks. Right?
Yes. See you on the 25th of September.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about Fringe. Fringe will be back, baby. Woo-hoo! I'm a little too excited about that. But
Fringe in your face.
Guys, I am so excited about Fringe.
You better dial 911.
Yeah, I'm that excited. You need to call the cops.
I'm
Woo!
Concerned about you.
Thanks, Steven. All right. I don't know. Should we leave or what?
You thought. Just go.
All right. Let's get out of here. Laters, everybody.
It's like the best thing ever.
Well, thank you, gay man.
Gay man.
Thank you, homosexual. I don't know his name. That's fine. So he knows I'm talking about.
It's a good generalization.
A Sith Lord.
Now this is podcasting.
Came out terrible.
And this conversation wants to make me slip my wrist.